I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 866. It's not my fault. It's so uncomfortable to watch a person who is clearly guilty deny, get angry, blame others, instead of simply taking responsibility for the blunder. And furthermore, it's easy to detect that in others and kind of hard to see it in ourselves. From the not me cry of the kids in the old family circus comic strip to today, we do it all the time, and it's kind of ugly and unbecoming of a follower of the Lord. But to be fair, we all come by it naturally. Let's look at blame's origins. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, and that's about loving God with everything we've got and letting that love just ooze out, spill out, and be evident in all of our relationships. It's hard to love if you're constantly blaming others for your own faults. The it's not my fault syndrome started in the Garden of Eden. In Genesis chapter 3, after Adam and Eve had eaten the one thing in all of the garden that God told them not to, God comes calling. Now, first of all, notice that God comes calling. God comes to them. He seeks them out. He seeks us out in our sin because he still wants relationship. He wants to restore relationship even though it's been damaged. In verse 12, the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree and I ate." Then it's the woman's turn in verse 13. "Then the Lord God said to the woman, 'What is this you have done?' The woman said, 'The serpent deceived me and I ate.'" Man, there's a blame game going on all around. Nobody wants to fess up. How often, though, have we accused Adam of passing the buck to Eve, of blaming the woman for his act of disobedience? But no, it's much worse than that, because Adam places the blame squarely on God. Did you notice it? "The woman you gave to be with me, she made me do it. So therefore, God, it's your fault." That's sort of like saying, it's my sin nature's fault, not mine. I mean, I can't help what I say and how I live and what I do. It's not my fault. Look out. Who was it who created human nature? Okay, good guess. It was God. We're the one who messed up God's good gift. James tells us, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am being tempted by God.' But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own desire." There's where the responsibility goes. The gospel is about owning up to our responsibility, taking responsibility for our choices, and clinging tightly to the grace of God that's greater than all of our sin. So here's the great question. Is there something in your life that you've been blaming on others that you need to accept responsibility for yourself? Let's pray this prayer from heartlight.org. "Lord, forgive me for all the times I've blamed others for my own sins. I've used feeble excuses and often refused to accept responsibility for my own bad decisions rather than just admitting. I have done wrong, and facing the consequences while repenting is what I need to do. Help me to stop and think before I rush in and participate in things that entice me. Lord, help me to pray for your guidance before making a decision. In Jesus' name, amen." I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 867. In the meantime, we blame when we think we have to protect our fragile image of ourselves. We have to manage what other people think of us and, frankly, what we think of ourselves. But the crazy thing is, the more you admit that you're human, that you blow it, actually, the more you're loved, not less. The more you're respected, not less. So here are some blame quotes to close today. Sometimes you have to blame yourself because you knew better. Blaming is just a lazy person's way of making sense of chaos. The reason people blame things on the previous generation is there's only one other choice. We're blaming society, yet we are society. So to make it a better place, we must change ourselves first. You are responsible for every decision that you make. Everything you do is based on the choices you make. It's not your parents, your past relationships, your job, the economy, the weather, an argument, or your age that's to blame. You and only you are responsible for every decision and every choice you make, period. And here's one more, though. God's grace really is greater than all of our sins, friends. So stop pretending those sins don't exist. It's good and right and true to learn to say, "It is my fault," instead of, "It's not my fault,